Hello? Hey, oh my God, you sound very low.
Sorry.
It's okay. You ready for the transfer?
Yep.
All right, thank you so much. One moment.
Hi, this is Nick.
Hey Nick, George Heller here. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
So I need to get inside. Sorry about that.
No, I got you.
A couple things. One, my daughter's TV is not working since we've had this system installed. The other is I'm getting now, and I shouldn't have that with 2 gigabytes of streaming or whatever. I mean, a movie takes up how much gigabytes at a time or whatever, not even a quarter. Like, I mean, there's no way I would get buffering with the speed you guys had promised to deliver.
Yeah.
So that's happening frequently, and it's annoying, obviously, watching a movie, and it just stops. And you wait, I don't know, it feels like a minute or more, but it's probably more like 30 seconds or to a minute or whatever. Then it kicks back in and is in a different spot. It's crazy. So that's a factor. I have a Night Owl, a camera video surveillance system that I got for Christmas last year. I finally are installing it. And it has a cable that goes directly to the router, and it connects, you know, the internet to the unit. And the unit will not load. It says it's a bad internet connection. So I think you guys checked on your end last time and said that you could see Night Owl hooked up to it.
Yeah.
But I don't, there is no internet for that. So either it's you guys or it's the new brand new box I got from them is not functioning properly. But I'd like a tech to come out and make sure the router is working or something in the system's at a glitch that when my daughter doesn't get TV or I get buffering and then now this internet connection with this new system trying to use one of the ports on the router. Something's not right. And I don't know if you guys had issues last Monday. I mean, I know that they sent an alert out that said that something happened on the system was like, you know, down a little bit of time, maybe last Thursday, I forgot. But have you been experiencing issues since you're new and you're working the bugs out?
sorry, excuse me. I haven't
heard of anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard of anything.
Okay.
But did you say you're experiencing like buffering on every TV?
I just watch TV on my own. I don't know what my other daughter has going on. We put the booster or the whatever repeater, what do you call that? I put that downstairs thinking that she was a floor below, that it would be better for her. And the upstairs TV is really like in a fairly easy proximity of the router, and it's not giving her the. I don't know if you have to put in another repeater, It happens from my TV and main one, and that's where all the equipment is. So there's no way that's, you know, not close enough.
Okay.
You know, so it's that's a story there.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And I don't remember the buffering in the beginning. I mean, I don't remember, it was pretty, poppy when it all got first done. And I wasn't paying Spectrum anymore, and I was like every morning I was like, oh, this is so great, and then it's been happening, and I let it go, and now it's to a point where it almost happens all the time, and it's not the way it's supposed to be. So that's not what the whole idea behind the fiber optics was, that it's better, not worse.
I gotcha.
Cable doesn't do that.
Did you say, you said the extender is in the basement?
Yeah, it's a Victorian, And I use the attic, I suppose. So call it three floors. There is an exposed basement. Two sides are, but where her TV is, honestly, within 10 feet, maybe 12 feet of where the router is through a floor, like below her. So it's only like, it's really on the same wall almost, just down one floor. Okay. So, and that's where she has the booster. The repeater, what do you call that? It's not a repeater. It's a...
like an extender.
Extender, right.
Yeah.
So she's got that, and she hasn't complained about it. She just did a lot of college exams and whatnot, and I'm sure if her computer wasn't working, I'd hear about it.
Yeah.
But my other daughter says, since I've gotten the system, that she doesn't have any Roku or anything available to her. She has no connection upstairs.
Gotcha.
And like I said, the camera system says, check your internet connection. And then I went and I purchased another cable thinking that the brand new cable wasn't good and that your equipment was good. And, it's something's awry.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe, we need to send a tech out and maybe he has to move that extender, because I'm only seeing two devices connected to it. So maybe
to the extender?
Yeah, just to the extender. I just see a PlayStation and some Apple device connected to it.
The extender should only have probably a TV on it. I think she's got two TVs down there. I mean, but they have to be on for you to see them, right?
Yeah, I think the TV would have to be on for me to see it connected.
Right. So I think she does have a TV in the bedroom, and there is a TV in the living room. I know she uses her computer, and that's all you'd see on it, right?
Yeah.
And then you don't see anything on mine because I don't have a TV on at the moment. The one that's the main router or whatever, but.
Said the Night Owl security camera is being weird.
You see it on there?
I do see it connected and hardwired to the router.
Okay. So does that mean that port is good, that it is functioning?
Yeah,
or does it just mean
it's plugged in, the router recognizes it as Night Owl security camera.
Yeah, but what then? And why would Night Owl say that there is no internet connection?
I have no idea. But
right.
If the router.
You're 100% sure that the ports on that router are putting out internet connection. Internet.
Yeah, if
that's what I'm trying to get at. I'm wondering if the router's bad.
If they didn't work, then I wouldn't see the camera at all on the network.
Okay.
Do you have anything else hardwired into it?
No.
Or just that's it?
I just mistakenly put the TV on while I was Windexing it. I mean, the router says it's got the power button on it. It's got a world light blue on it, and it's got a Wi-Fi connection on it.
Uh-huh.
So all three buttons are lit, three. And then the modem has the power button on, a sun on, and then it's blinking on the, I can't read that number, something, there's two numbers on it. I don't know if it's 3091 or 3001, I can't take a picture probably of it.
Yeah, but everything should be working.
The buffering, what's the buffering about? We're not talking about that at all. I mean, that's the line. That's the line. The amount of feed I'm getting, that is not adequate enough to watch a movie.
Yeah. Okay. And that's
that in itself, if that's the case, that could produce the other problems. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't I have good service to the house with brand new equipment?
Is that like, is the streaming problem, is that everything, like watching YouTube on your phone or something that also buffers, and watching something on like a movie?
I don't know. I
buffers.
You know, some things, you know, I think are not affected by it, or don't seem to be buffering.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, you think it might be it's a platform. Anyway, I think I wonder if they need to come and check the line and see how much gigabytes I'm actually receiving. Or does that fluctuate? That if everybody starts watching TV at the same time, do I get less gigabytes?
I mean, well, technically, if like people are all streaming or using the service at the same time, it is going to use up more broadband. But it's 2 gig is a lot, so it really shouldn't be dragging.
Right.
Down.
No, I mean the whole idea was, yeah. I mean, they gave me the upgrade, and it was 2 instead of 1 gigabyte. So it's like, you know, there should be no issues. So what do we do?
I'm just going to look. Maybe we can send someone out today, take a look at everything.
Okay.
See.
And they'll have a new router on their truck?
Sorry, what was that?
They'll have a new router on the truck if need be.
Oh, yeah, they can. If the router needs to be swapped, they'll have routers that they can swap out.
Right.
Let me just put you on hold here for a second. Let me reach out and let me see when we can send someone out.
Okay.